We just live our lives and we are who we are, and what other people do with the story of who we are is really up to them. And what we do with the story of what's going on in our lives is really up to us. But I don't know if you're like me. Do you ever notice like you have several stories running at the same time? Okay. And they're actually conflicting stories, and you don't really stick with one story. It's like, well, when I think of it this way, I like go really down and I feel really sorry for myself and I'm really angry at them and I don't understand why they did what they did. And this just came out of nowhere. And then when I look at it from another viewpoint, I see it as a lesson, oops, that came along in my life that actually is helping me, has moved me along. And without that story, without that situation, without that experience, I wouldn't know what I know today. I love this. Whenever I cut out, I look at the sound man, and he goes, okay, we're going to pick this one up before it's over. So anyway, where was I? We were talking about stories. Okay. And how one will enliven us and make us feel as if we're in our point and place of power again, and the other one will diminish us. But the truth of the matter is that we're living in stories. We talked about that the last week. We talked about how some stories are obstacles in our lives, that they're like hardened rocks and stones, and that we at some point recognize that we have the ability to roll the stone, that we can actually roll the obstacle out of the way. And I think what's interesting about the elephant thing is that an elephant's a very strong animal, but if you would, from the beginning of time, convince it that it can't move because it's got a rope or something on it, it will continue to believe that it's still tethered even when it's just held by a thread, something it could easily break. And I think that's what our obstacles really are. They're like little threads of a story that if we follow that thread, it's like we can't move forward with our lives. We can't move forward and be happy. We can't move forward and feel joy again. It's actually tying us down, and we're forgetting that we are actually very powerful authors of our stories, and that we could actually break that story and start a brand new story. And a lot of times we do break that story and we start a new story, but then we find that we end up back in the trench of that story, the old one. It's really hard to get like that first quote, you know, if there's a rut, the way you've driven for a long time, which would represent your life, the way you've been living your life for a really long time, we know that any little habit is hard to change. We fall right back into it. So it's going to take a real effort on our part to change our habits, our habitual way of thinking, and our thoughts about something. It's going to take some effort. It's going to take a remembering of what the new story is. And that's why I think it's really good to write your new story down, to actually put it in black and white, so that when the negative thoughts come up, the victim mentality shows up again, where this is what everybody did to me, it wasn't fair, it's so unfair, I don't know why that had to happen, and because it happened, my whole life is ruined. To write it down when you're in that empowered story, to go, wait a minute, and go back to that new story. The one where you are empowered, the one where you understand why that experience came into your life, because of the thoughts you held at that time, it made sense that it came into your life, or it was something that you needed to release, or you needed to learn about having healthy boundaries, or whatever, and because of that, you're a stronger individual. And so you write that down, and every time you start to fall into the rut of the other one, you go and get your notebook out, your journal, your typed piece of paper. You pull it out because it's very easy to keep falling into what you knew before until you make this the new habit. And I know that everybody here is working on that at different levels. We see that. But We dance between the two stories. And you really can't have it both ways. You can't have it as, look what they did to me, and without this, I would not have moved on. Look how they hurt me, and I'm more powerful. You can't carry both stories. They don't make sense. In the one, as I believe it was Byron Katie said, as long as you think that the cause of your problem is out there, as long as you believe that, that anyone else is responsible for your happiness, your joy, your success, as long as you do that, then you're going to be victim of that person or persons, of that event. It's going to make you a victim. And that's the role you'll be playing, and that's the story you'll be living in. And it's a real easy story to live in because most people have that story. As a matter of fact, I don't know anybody who doesn't have that story. Everybody has that story of something went wrong when I was very little. At the beginning of my life, something went wrong. And it seems like I've been trying to clear it up my entire life, and I've been using other people to try to reflect back to me that it's cleared up. And if they don't reflect that back to me, then I'm not okay. And that's the story that a lot of people live in, that I would say the majority of people live in. So one thing I love about the title of her book is, who would you be without your story? So if all of a sudden it was wiped away, now who are you going to be? You have no memory. Who are you now without that story? That's a great question to ask yourself. Without the story that's standing in my way, if it was rolled out of my way and I didn't have a story, who would I be? What would I be like? I'd be living completely from choice. I wouldn't have a history to blame it on. One of the best questions ever asked of me when I was going through my family history story and everything was, are you finished with the story? It's like, whoa, finished? That means I got to have another story to put in its place. Am I finished? I would ask you, are you finished with the story? Are you done with it? But for some people, our entire identity is attached to the story. We are sticking with a story. The title of the talk, I'm sticking with my story. Nobody's going to change it. It's who I am. It's my identity. And every decision I make is based on that. So when I believe that I came in here and the beginning of me is my physical beginning, then I stepped into a story and a dynamic that I'm going to be living in and adjusting to, and I'm going to take on all the hereditary traits of my physical parentage. And I will go into the doctor's office, and instead of them asking me just what's wrong with me, they'll say, what was wrong with your parents? And I'll find myself checking off boxes of a history so that everybody can be on the lookout for the same thing happening to me. So the only part of our story we really need to change is not that part, but the beginning. Before the beginning. So imagine that we went to another country and we didn't know the language and we didn't know the culture. We still will arrive there with a commonality with a lot of other people. We still will have different sexes. We still will have feelings. We'll still be hungry. We'll still understand what a smile means and what a frown means. We won't understand maybe what they're eating or why they're eating it. Like, oh my gosh, they eat snake and brain here. Okay? That's awful. They eat brain. They consider that a delicacy there. That's crazy. How could they eat that? And they're looking, you eat cow? You eat this big animal? Are you kidding me? Who does that? But we all agree we're hungry and we got to eat something. And our body requires certain things. So when we go to the country, we bring with us certain common characteristics as we arrive in that new environment, right? We all learn a language, even if it's just a nod and a smile and a gesture, we learn to start communicating with one another. We all know that it's important to communicate. We know it's important to be together. We love music. We love dance. You take a small child anywhere who hasn't even learned a language yet, turn the music on and they will begin dancing. We know what we already love. What if we have more in common than we realize? What if we dial the story back to before we came to this strange land called the physical experience? What if we came in as pure spirit, choosing the experience and choosing what we stepped into and choosing who everybody was going to be and how we would relate together and choosing to bring more joy and love into the world? And what if the way we needed to do that was to have experiences so that we could help others heal that have not, unto this moment, been able to talk about what's going on? What if this was choice? What if this is our story, and we just started our stories too late? We didn't start at what we really are. We started at what we appeared to be. And when we come in with that story, now we're not inheriting the physical parents anything. We're not inheriting death because we know we're life. We're not inheriting any restrictions, any stories. But we come in here knowing that we're stepping into a story, but we remember now that we have the ability, the creative energy to change all stories. I had class the other night, and I said, the word government. Give me some words that go with government. Oh, they were all flattering adjectives. flattering adjectives. And I listed them all down there. And it was like a machine. It's a machine, and it's out of control, and we can't change anything. And they're greedy, and they're, you know, power hungry, and they're egos, and, you know, it's all this craziness. What if that definition, that story, is exactly what keeps it that way because we are pure creative energy? What if we maintain that with our thoughts? But instead of government meaning a machine, it meant individuals. What if instead in this story, government meant a group of individuals with hearts capable of softening and changing? And it's happening in this very moment. And that's why laws are changing to accept more and more people. And we spent some energy on building that story. And we wrote it down so that every time we start to get caught up in the political jargon, especially this time of year as we gear up the machinery, but if we saw it as, no matter who gets into that position, what we are has not stopped existing for that term. It continues on, and it's powered by our thoughts. It's powered by our feelings about it, and it's changing all the time. What if we remember who we are as we go to this strange country? if we remembered, oh, I forgot. I'm a pure creative energy, and I'm acting through thoughts, through stories, through feelings. And as long as I live in a variety of stories, I will have a mishmash of outcomes. And I will fall into a victim mentality where the government's doing something to me instead of a government made of individuals that are operating through me. And that's just one word. Corporation. Hospitalization. There's so many words that we attach stories to that as soon as we hear it, God, so many people attach stories to it. They don't even like the word because of the stories that were handed to them. They fear that. They run away from it. And in reality, it is a word made up of three letters. We go to different religious ceremonies, and if they're not in alignment with ours, we feel a wall go up and say, I can't be in this space. They're saying words. I don't like it when they say words. I attach stories to words. It reminds me of things that happened. There's certain words we don't like to say or hear. What if we knew we were okay no matter what number of letters made up a certain word, and that a word could not hurt us at all? Because that is the truth. It's the absolute truth. What if we knew that nothing could harm us because we are life, and we lived in that story? And that there really is no thing called death. There is no thing called illness. But we attach stories to things. What if there was something called discomfort that existed to wake us up whenever we fell into a story that wasn't serving us? What if we were bigger than anything that came at us and knew nothing moves what we are? And what if we could stick with that story? There would be nobody to fear and nothing to fear. We would be able to share our love, that natural energy that comes through us. We would be able to feel compassion. And as we start to build and create a story about somebody on a first impression, we would remember that they too are the same loving, creative energy that we are. And we moved around this physical plane, remembering our story. So many people have a life with critical voices in their head that were given to them by others. I think most of us do. You're lazy. You'll never accomplish anything. You don't try hard enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not smart enough. You're not talented enough. You're going into something that isn't the right field for you. And then think of all the people who actually pursued it anyway and how their lives turned out. And then think about the person who gave them the story and how their lives turned out. And think about the people who put the stories in your head, the words into your head, the teachers or whatever they were. And ask yourself, do I aspire to be that person? I've watched how their life turned out. Is that who I want to be? If I do, then maybe I should pay attention to what they're saying. Maybe I should stick with that story. But I think when most of us look at it, we realize we never wanted that anyway. So in this moment, let's dial back the beginning of our story. Let's remember our eternal beingness. Let's remember that we're made up of spirit. Let's hold on to that story. And let's stick with it. Thank you very much.